Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com. We've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback family dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback family dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
The AP News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Ferrogas, with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Israeli forces disguised themselves as they stormed a hospital in the West Bank this morning.
The undercover forces dressed up as women and medical workers to storm a hospital in the occupied West Bank, killing three Palestinian militants. The Palestinian Health Ministry condemned Tuesday's incursion on the hospital in Jenin. The Israeli military says the militants were using the hospital as a hideout, and that one was planning an attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
How to retaliate? That's the question now for the U.S. as it mourns the deaths of three American service members killed by an enemy drone in Jordan.
Three Army reservists from different corners of Georgia all died in a weekend drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan that also wounded more than 40 others. Oneida Oliver Sanders, the mother of Specialist Kennedy Sanders, says her daughter had an enthusiasm for life.
Kennedy was very outgoing. She was very athletic, very competitive. She was a very silly girl. She likes to laugh and play. She was known for her smile and laughing all the time. And she was just an all-around good girl, full of life.
She called her family frequently and talked about getting a motorcycle or buying a home. Her family spoke with her Saturday. Now, plans for her homecoming have been dashed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is defending his work, but House Republicans say he's refusing to enforce immigration laws. Today, the Homeland Security Committee will vote on two articles of impeachment against Mayorkas. The world economy's looking brighter, says the International Monetary Fund. It predicts growth led by the U.S. Police officers deployed during the Summer Paris Olympics will get bonuses of up to $2,000. This is AP News. Want to buy some Super Bowl tickets? The Kansas City Chiefs play the San Francisco 49ers on February 11th, but listen to what you may have to pay to get a ticket.
Tickets on at least one secondary market site are the most expensive in Super Bowl history. The prices underscore the anticipation of the game's debut in Las Vegas between the defending champion and the NFC's top seed, as well as the possibility that Taylor Swift will be on hand when the Kansas City Chiefs play against the San Francisco 49ers on February 11th. The average purchase price on TickPick was $9,815 on Monday morning. That is nearly double the final average price of $5,795 for last year's game between the Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles in Glendale, Arizona. I'm Gethin Kulbaum.
A limited number of taxpayers in 12 states will soon be eligible to join an IRS pilot program that will let them calculate and submit their returns to the government directly without using commercial tax preparation software. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Ferrogas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, Ferrogas is the dependable propane company that's powered communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Ferrogas leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Ferrogas advantage.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson at 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
The Pine River Sports Association Gun Show is February 9th and 10th at the Community Center in Richland Center. 3 to 8 on Friday, Saturday 8 to 3. The PRSA Gun Show is recognized as a quality event with up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Local Boy Scouts will have concessions, just $5 admission, 12 and under free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association looks forward to seeing you February 9th and 10th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show at the Richland Center Community Center. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, a weak front passed through the area overnight, just causing some sporadic sprinkles and just a chance of a little drizzle here or there early this morning. Otherwise, a very quiet forecast shaping up really for the next 6 or 7 days, with most of the major weather systems veering around the Midwest. High pressure in the upper atmosphere as well will keep things nice and quiet, and it will bring plenty of warm air to the region. Temperatures will be hovering a good 10 to 20 degrees above normal in general through the middle of next week. It's possible a few record temperatures could be established across the region as well. Right now, the warmest day looks to be tomorrow, but even into next week, some temperatures still well into the 40s are likely. If you're hoping for some sunshine, tomorrow looks like a pretty good bet for that, along with Thursday. It could be a touch cloudy or Friday through the weekend as a storm system spins off to the southwest of Wisconsin. And then by the middle of next week, we should see more sunshine once again. Here's a forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, patchy drizzle possible in the morning. High temperature close to 40. Northwest wind up to 10. Partly cloudy tonight, getting just a touch frosty, low 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and pretty warm for this time of the year as we finish up January, high at 47 degrees, southwest to west wind near 10. Thursday, partly cloudy, low 30, high in the mid-40s. Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, low 28, high near 42. Saturday, partly or mostly cloudy, low at 31 with a high of 43. Sunday, variably cloudy, low 31 with a high of 44. Monday, little change. We'll see some cloud cover and warmer than normal. Low at 30 with a high of 43. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Currently 38 degrees, and we have cloudy skies. Also, yesterday's high was 41. We did get some sunshine yesterday afternoon. 35 was the morning low. 51, the record high for January 30th, set in 1988. The record low, 46 below zero, 1951. Last year's high, 10. The low is negative 5.
Sunset will happen at 5:11 this afternoon. Sunrise time, 7:19 coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now, the air is calm. The barometer is steady at 29.91. No precipitation today. And again, after a low of 35 and a high of 40 so far in the day, it is 38 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Booster Club. We'll check out some sports for you coming up, including a great game last night at Ithaca. Details as well on a Bucks loss, the first of a tough five-game road swing last night in Doc Rivers' debut. Those stories and more in a moment.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Royal edged Ithaca 58-51 in boys basketball in a great non-conference basketball game between two top 10 rated teams in the state. The Panthers came back from a first half 15-point deficit and trailed 32-24 at halftime. The Bulldogs kept the taller Panther team off the boards well for about three-fourths of the game. Royal's first lead came with 3:21 to play when they went ahead 50-48. Ithaca tied the game at 50 before the Panthers finished outscoring Ithaca 58-51 was the final. They outscored them 8-1 in the closing 2 minutes to log the win. Ben Sarnicki led Royal with 17, and Tucker Wilds added 11 as the Panthers improved to 14-2. They made 7 three-pointers and were 13-21 at the line. Ithaca junior Channing Brown needed 14 to reach 1,000 points in his high school career. He made the plateau in the latter part of the game.
Salisbury just around the left side, drives lane, throws to the corner. Brown, ball fake, shot on the way. It is good, and he hits a thousand. Time out by the Bulldogs. Channing Brown with a long two. And the Ithaca fans are on their feet.
1,000 points. I mean, it's a fun accomplishment to get all the hours in the gym and all the hard work and all the times that my teammates have passed me the ball and gave me the ball when I was open to shoot it and trusted me. This really felt good, but a little bummed that we didn't get to win tonight against a good team, but it's still a fun experience.
Channing Brown, who joined us on the post-game show last night, I asked him if he remembered his first varsity points.
I think it was at New Lisbon freshman year. I think it was a pull-up jumper at the free throw line. It's either that or it's a free throw. That was my first basket.
Wow. How many shots do you take in the off season?
I'd say probably close to like a couple hundred a day, just trying to stay in rhythm. And as long as I keep shooting throughout the season, my jump shot stays good and it doesn't get like out of order. And I don't feel like when it comes to season that I got to get back into the swing of things. I'm already in the swing of things because I've been doing it all summer.
Did you envision how you might hit 1,000?
No, I didn't. I wasn't really like thinking about it. I was just hoping we'd come out, and I was fine with not scoring it tonight if we got the win, because I knew that the win come first, but I didn't really expect to hit it the way I did. I just kind of saw the jump shot open, so I took it, and I didn't know that I was going to get 1,000 after that shot. I was just playing.
Aspirations of playing at the next level someday, Channing?
Yeah, I plan on going to college someday and playing basketball there, but we'll just have to see what happens and what road I take in life.
Bulldogs Channing Brown, who scored 17 last night. Micah Salisbury added 14. Devin Iam ended with 9, and Sammy Clary scored 5. Both Iam and Clary fouled out in the last moments of the game. Casey Pomering scored 3, and Wesley Nelson 1. Ithaca made 6 threes, including 3 from Devin Iam. The team was 11-18 from the line. Royal won the JV game 56-41. Following the 58-51 win, Royal will play Nisida Thursday. The Bulldogs, now at 13-2, will play Nisida tonight at Ithaca. It will be the second of 4 games scheduled this week for the Bulldogs. Dodgeville was a winner over Highland last night, 72-50. John McGraw led the scoring with 24 points for the Dodgers. Also, Lodi defeated Richland Center 82-38 in a Monday non-conference game, and Cashton was a winner over New Lisbon 80-23. In girls basketball, Belmont over Waseca Steuben 48-40. Cuba City 69, Mineral Point 61 in overtime. Fenimore beat Benton 56-31. Key Iowa over North Crawford 56-32. La Crescent, Minnesota 57-18 over Westby. Lancaster 56, Southwestern 23. Platteville 74-44 over Potosi. Wisconsin Dells 50, Poinette 49. Wisconsin Heights over Partyville 46-37. On tonight's schedule, girls basketball at Riverdale. The Chieftains play host to River Valley. Here's Riverdale coach Lucas Phelps.
Going into it, you know, I think it should be a pretty competitive game, looking at kind of the progress both teams have made over the year and kind of the competitiveness they had in terms of their game, stuff like that. So, yeah, it should be a good matchup. Kind of looking forward to this last non-conference matchup of the year.
I know you've had some struggles off the court. I know you had the traffic accident where some girls were injured. That certainly set the team back, but you've kind of persevered, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you get something like that, a little adversity, stuff like that, it's going to have an impact. You know, thankfully, everyone's okay, but, you know, you got those injuries. The girls still aren't able to come back, and other girls take time to get back. And then just mentally handling that, you know, teammates rescheduled games, all that stuff. So, kind of just adds on to the adversity of the winter season sometimes with the weather and all the stuff going on. But I thought the girls have handled it really, really well and responded positively to it.
River Valley and Riverdale girls basketball can be heard on the radio this evening. Pregame time beginning around 7:15 with the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show. The Richland Center girls are in La Crosse at La Crosse Central. Ithaca is at Boscobel. Barneveld at Dodgeville. North Crawford at Cooley Christian Providence. Hillsboro plays at Bangor and Royal at Nisita. Cashton at Brookwood, New Lisbon at Waniwak Center. Adams Friendship at Mauston. Wisconsin Dells at Wautoma. Viroqua at Westby. Arcadia at West Salem. Schulzburg visits Lancaster. And Mineral Point is home against Darlington. In boys basketball, Nisita at Ithaca. Cooley Christian at Kickapoo. Southwestern travels to Lancaster. Cashton at DeSoto. Hillsboro at Lafarge. Lodi visits Sauk Prairie. New Lisbon at North Crawford. Benton at Highland. Mineral Point at Belleville. Mount Horeb at Platteville. And River Valley with a home game tonight. The RV boys are hosting Reedsburg. Major Bowling League action last night. Frazier Home Improvement with a 36-69 series. Lonesome Dove Tavern a 35-48. Cardinal CG a 35-37. High game honors. Frazier Home Improvement at 12-99. Cardinal CG at 12-34. New York Life, the third best game, at 12-29. Top series, Chris Huppert with a 7-11. Cole Cook, 112 over average with a 688, and Corey Davis a 678. Chris Huppert with a 278 high game, Todd Gruber and Cole Cook with 269s, and Ken Nick Sr. with a 245. Tom Hauberbold a 566 series, 119 over average. Way to go, Tom. On the state scene, a 113-107 victory by the Denver Nuggets spoiled Doc Rivers' debut as the Bucks' new head coach. Nikola Jokic contributed his 14th triple-double of the season with a 25-point night, 16 rebounds, and a dozen assists. The Bucks let an early 13-point lead slip away in the first game of a five-game road trip. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 29 points and 12 rebounds. Center Brook Lopez connected on 5 3-pointers and scored 19. Damian Lillard returns to Portland Wednesday, where he played for 11 seasons. The Bucks will meet the Blazers in that game. Here's head coach Doc Rivers.
Campaign, we told him you're picking the ball up full court. I thought that changed the game for us. It really did. Now, he was exhausted, and this may be the worst place to tell someone you have to pick the ball up full court. But and same thing with Bees. Like, Bees didn't help us a lot offensively. He didn't get good shots, but he fought defensively. So the fight is there. That's something really encouraging moving forward.
Coach Doc Rivers, who talked about the loss.
I told our guys, anyone who told you couldn't play defense, lie. You proved that tonight. You competed tonight, and you know, they got 15 points off of our turnovers. If you take that away, our half-court defense was excellent, and we fought tonight.
The Bucks get back to action again on Wednesday. It was a busy NBA schedule last night. New York at Charlotte, and New York was a winner, 113-92. Cleveland, 118. The Clippers, 108. Boston, 118. New Orleans, 112. Brooklyn, 147. Utah, 114. Phoenix over Miami, 118-105. Sacramento, 103. Memphis, 94. Minnesota, 107. Oklahoma City, 101. Washington, 118. San Antonio, 113. Houston over the Lakers, 135-119. Dallas 131. Orlando 129. Portland 130. Philadelphia 104. Duke was a winner over Virginia Tech last night, 77-67. The Marquette Golden Eagles continue their road trip at Villanova tonight. Coach Shaka Smart's squad is looking for its fifth straight win and seventh Big East Conference victory in 10 outings. The game will be broadcast nationally. The Golden Eagles have beaten the Wildcats the last five times the two teams have met. Marquette is winning by hitting shots, 55% of its floor shots during the winning streak, better than 38% on three-pointers. The Badgers and Marquette both rated in the top 10 in this week's Associated Press College Basketball poll. The Badgers return to action on the road Thursday at Nebraska. Elsewhere, reports indicate the Giants were coming on strong just as the Brewers swooped in and signed free agent first baseman Rhys Hoskins. The former Philly starter has produced an .846 OPS over the last six seasons while working out a 13% walk rate and hitting at least 20 home runs four times. Hoskins can only play first base and DH for the Brewers. He spoke this week about coming to Milwaukee.
I don't know him personally, but I've gotten many a great story already about him. I know he's a baseball lifer and really is just excited about continuing the success that the Brewers have had in his tenure. So excited, you know, to learn under that. Any guy that has that much baseball experience, I feel like you can always learn something from that.
Hoskins talking about Pat Murphy, the new Brewer bench coach, and he says he looks forward to trying to get to know the fans in Milwaukee. He was a fan favorite in Philly.
The people of Philadelphia opened their arms wide open for me and my family when we first got there in 2017. And it just felt pretty easy to connect with that group of people in Philly. We found ways, you know, different ways in the community, but also just like accessing fans in different ways. I think we had a lot of fun with that. You know, obviously we did a little bit more winning too, and that always helps.
That's Rhys Hoskins, a new Brewer, and I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Richland Center at Bosco Bell. The NABA store in your community is your go-to destination for top-notch tools, and we're proud to be locally owned. Milwaukee Tools enthusiasts, listen up. Now is the perfect time to gear up. Buy $300 worth and get a $50 gift card. Spend $400 and get a $100 gift card. Or splurge on $500 and receive an impressive $150 gift card. NABA Auto Parts in Richland Center and Bosco Bell. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
Big honors and big production from the state's top girls player, plus much more hoops news. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSnetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
Nina senior Allie Zabel is the top girls basketball player in the state for a reason and has earned all kinds of incredible honors in her career. Committed to women's basketball powerhouse UConn, Zabel is a favorite for the state's Miss Basketball. She showed why in a trio of wins last week, averaging more than 24 points per game, going over 2,500 career points in the process, moving into sixth on the state's all-time list. Zabel also got the call that she had been selected for the McDonald's All-American game as well. The Keel boys basketball team is one of just four remaining unbeatens left in the state, and despite being ranked second in the latest WISSports.net coaches poll, the Raiders have flown a bit under the radar with some incredible teams in Division III. Last Friday, Keel downed a solid Milwaukee Juno squad, 81-51, behind 33 points and 11 rebounds from Grant Manns. Over at WISSports.net, you can read up on our Triple Threat Athlete of the Week profile featuring Winnicott's Brady Immel, the Wisconsin Dairy female athlete Athlete of the Month, McKenna Christian from Hartford, and vote in the Our School Today Athlete of the Week poll. Mark Miller also has a feature on the state's leading rebounder, Gunnar Gruel of Winter High School, who averages 22.8 rebounds per game for a school with an enrollment of just 86 students. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast. Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Boscobel and Muscadet clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
The Pine River Sports Association Gun Show is February 9th and 10th at the Community Center in Richland Center. 3 to 8 on Friday, Saturday 8 to 3. The PRSA Gun Show is recognized as a quality event with up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Local Boy Scouts will have concessions, just $5 admission, 12 and under free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association looks forward to seeing you February 9th and 10th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show at the Richland Center Community Center.
100.9 WRCO. You can lose a shirt off your back on a blackjack table, smoky room on a Saturday night. Walk out tail between your legs, couldn't get it back if you tried. You can lose that home game with the score tight, so damn close, second yard line, and you drop the ball. Never felt so small, I swallow more pride. But you don't know nothing until you feel the sting. Oh, a woman's love packed up fine at your driveway, sitting there watching you leave. You don't know heartbreak until it breaks free. She's goodbye, long gone, thought you did, but oh no, you don't really know how it feels to be a loser until you lose her. She ain't lying there calling you, baby, head on your shoulder in the morning light, black dress on the hardwood floor next to the spilled red wine. Till you're out there drinking, trying to forget her. Now you see her out with somebody else, and she's wearing that smile that you couldn't give her. Man, that's what I call hell. You don't know nothing until you feel the sting. Oh, I'm a woman's love packed up, flying out your driveway, sitting there watching you leave. You don't know. No, you don't really know how it feels to be a loser
But you don't know nothing until you feel the sting. Oh, there's love packed up, flying out your driveway, sitting here watching you leave. You don't know heartbreak until it breaks for real, yeah. Oh, it's just goodbye, long gone, thought you did it all. No, you don't really know how it feels to be a loser until you lose.
Mike Ryan on Country and Community, WRCO. It is 8:30. Our trivia question of the day is right around the bend here in just a little bit. You could win a great prize from our Tuesday trivia sponsor, ET Foods. It's 38 in Richland Center. Here's Trisha Yearwood and Garth Brooks.
I believe in signs, and I believe that mountains move one prayer at a time. If I could be an angel, I'd make your every wish come true. But I am only human, just a woman loving you. Where you're
my I'm gonna put you in your place. You play with dynamite, don't be surprised when I blow up in your face.
On WRCO Radio, and done. We're at 38 degrees. Cyndi Lauper nearly skipped the recording session for We Are the World because her boyfriend thought the song would not be a hit. Lionel Richie convinced her to do it, and then she nearly ruined the session with her jangling jewelry. Prince had offered to do a guitar solo but never showed up. Al Jarreau had a lot of wine that night. These are some of the things uncovered in a new documentary about the making of We Are the World. It's called The Greatest Night in Pop. It's now streaming on Netflix. I've heard pretty good things about that. And UMG recording artist Ann Wilson grew up wanting to be an astronaut, but her dreams changed when her older brother died unexpectedly in 2017. Everything in my life shifted, and I now know what I have to live for, as she said. She started her career in Christian music. When you're going through something hard, you realize what's important in life, and for me, that was sharing my faith with the world. That was 7 years ago, and today Wilson is debuting a new music video for Rain in the Rearview, which is a song also inspired by the loss of her brother. Wilson was one of CMT's 2024 Next Women of Country, wrote the song with Matthew West, Zach Cale, and Jaron Johnston. Her sister Elizabeth is also in the video as her double. This is Ann Wilson.
Tell me how much hurt can a heart take? Tell me how much wind till the walls cave? You can just stay right there in the pain, or listen to the voice that you hear when you pray. Tell me how much hurt can a heart take before it breaks? When the storm rolls in and the sky won't quit crying, and you've lost more tears than you thought you could ever lose. Oh, I swear somewhere out there the sun is somewhere shining. So drive, baby, drive, baby, drive till it shines on you. Two lanes of freedom, singing Jesus, take the wheel. Now I know what she was feeling. Oh, 'cause I feel it too. When the storm rolls in and the sky won't quit crying, and you've lost more tears than you thought you could ever lose. Oh, I swear somewhere out there the sun and leave the rain in the rear view.
And Wilson, rain in the rear view. It's 8:42.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day, triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO or WRCE or whatever it is now, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th, featuring a euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Whiskey Row, the Don Meese Family, and the Honor Company. Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th in Avoca.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson at 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
Hey, Ellie.
Hi, Mom. Do you know what this week is?
I think I do. Dwayne and Randy have been patiently waiting for those floors at the new Chet's building to be finished.
Spot on. Chet's will open at the original location this week, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, and then we will be closed Friday and Saturday to move across the road to 880 North Orange Street, the former Schneider Plumbing and Heating building.
So does that mean the new store will open Monday, February 5th at 8 a.m.?
Sure will. Same hours, same prices, same great service. Just a new space to serve our friends better. And as always, we appreciate all of our loyal customers because without you, there wouldn't be us. See you Monday.
We look forward to that, and we look forward to trivia today on WRCO for a Tuesday morning, sponsored by ET Foods. They're not fancy, but they're friendly.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Kraft Mac and Cheese, Deluxe Box, 24 ounces, $4 each. Allegra Egg Noodles, 16-ounce bag, $1.25. Cedar Crest Ice Cream, $5.50 a scround. McCain Early Risers, Bacon, Egg, and Cheese, 3.7 pounds, $14 each. Tostino's Party Pizzas, $1.50 each, buy 9, get 1 free. Lamb Wesson Gourmet Onion Rings, 32 ounces, $8.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
The winning answer wins from ET Foods. If you know the answer, give us a call. Here's the question today. What do these artists have in common? Josh Grayson, Kris Kristofferson, Craig Morgan, and George Strait. What do those artists have in common? 608-647-4155. Josh Grayson, Kris Kristofferson, Craig Morgan, and George Strait. There you are. That's a trivia question to ponder on today. Here's Bailey Zimmerman.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. True love, should it be? I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that your lies, I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where.
We have found our winner today. Congrats to Denny Jacobson, who came through the line. He's kind of a wizard of all trivia there. Good job, Denny. He knew the right answer. Josh Grayson, Chris Christopherson, Craig Morgan, George Strait, all served in the military. They have that in common. In fact, Christopherson, Morgan, and Strait, all with an Army background, and Josh Grayson, a U.S. Marine Corps veteran as well. So there you go. Some artists that really, when they pay tribute to the veterans and the troops, you know, it's really heartfelt because they can relate and whatnot and have had successful careers. So way to go, Denny. He wins from ET Foods, our sponsor of trivia today. Now, my trivia quiz this morning, I was still kind of pondering on the question that I got wrong with Hank Bray. If you missed the music question, the question was the most number one country hits in the 20th century. Now, I went with Eddie Arnold, and I looked it up, and, well, I fell a little bit short there. He had, I believe, 40 or 50 number ones, but I was just judging by his long career, which began in the 40s and went all the way to the 80s. But so then my next guess would have been George Strait. He's had 60 number ones, but the question was 20th century. So I looked that up, and he fell just short of Conway. So good question there, Hank. I have to bow to the Bray today, Hank. Conway had 55 number ones in the 20th century, and Strait was just one or two less. Now, he's had 60 of them, but he didn't pass Conway until sometime in the early 2000s. So there you go. I'll see if I remember that one the next time he puts it on the quiz. I'll probably forget it by this time next week, but nonetheless, here's George Strait.
Had a nice little life. A little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view. Free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone. That I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand rests.
sex. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself.
Veteran George Strait on WRCO.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Temperatures will stay around 40 or so today. Possibly some patchy drizzle in areas this morning. Right now it's 38. This is Josh Grayson.
It was noontime, downtime, break time, summertime, Miller time, anytime. She was looking pretty fine, a real light, green light. Go all fired upside downtown. She was shaking me all around. I was tuned in, going nowhere. Second wind, Jones and drooling, feeling good if you would. Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling in dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old third. She's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Any way I choose, I got nothing to lose. In like Flynn, I was looking for the wind, just trying anything. Hey, baby, where you been all my life? I've been looking for someone like you. Falling head over heels, hey, what can I do? Oh, yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling in dirt in a white t-shirt. Freaker, freaker, 1-9, she's a big old third. By now, she's got me pretty tied. Choose, I got nothing to lose. Now I'm in a fast lane going 98. By now I know she can smooth operate me. I know now she's no goody two shoes, but hey, I got myself nothing to rolling dirt in a white t-shirt. Freaker, freaker, 1-9, in a big old third. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose. Oh, yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling dirt in a white t-shirt. Freaker, freaker, 1-9, in a big old third. By now, she's got me pretty tied.
Trails time coming up, and then some community conversation on the morning show.
I can still remember when I bought my first guitar. Remember walking from the shop to put it proudly in my car. And my family listened 50 times to my two-song repertoire. I told my mom her only son was gonna be a star. Well, I bought all the Beatle records, sounded just like Paul. I bought Hollyoaks, Chuck Berry's 78s and all. And I sat by my record player playing every note they play. I watched them all on TV and copied every move they made. Oh, rock and roll, I gave you all the best years of my life. All the dreamy sunny Sundays, all the moonlit summer nights. I was so busy in the back room writing love songs to you. Well, you were changing your direction, and you never even knew that I was always just one step behind you. Well, 66 seemed like the year I was really going somewhere. I was living in San Francisco, wearing flowers in my hair, singing songs of kindness so the world would understand. Guys and me thought we were more than just another band. All rock and roll, I gave you all the best years of my life. All the crazy, lazy young days, all the magic moonlit nights. I was so busy on the road, singing love songs to you. While you were changing your direction, and you never even knew that I was always just one step behind. 71, I was all alone when I met Sarah Jane. I was trying to go it solo with someone else's band. But she came up to me softly and she took me by the hand. She listened to my problems and she seemed to understand. And she followed me to London to 100 hotel rooms, to 100 record companies who didn't like my tunes. She followed me back to Tennessee where she finally made me see I'm just a plain old country boy and that's all I'll ever be.